Dr. Jenny, founder of the Dr. Jenny Clinic and co-founder of the Menopause Company. Today I'm so excited to be interviewing Dr. Naomi, my co-founder here at the Menopause Company. She is a fantastic GP, a hard-working colleague, and has a real passion, like I do, for women's health, especially around perimenopause. A pleasure to sit down and chat with you as always.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
We'll be discussing some key things relating to our wonderful company, the Menopause Company. The real focus for my questions today are all about women's safety in menopause. We've also taken some key questions from our social media polls that women really want to know the answer to. But before we dive in, has there been anything at all on your mind lately, Dr. Naomi, in the specialist medical field of menopause?
Yes, so something that has been on my mind is HRT dosing. And this actually stems back to earlier this year, the British Menopause Society updated its guidance on what actually qualifies as low, medium and high doses of HRT and how these should be managed. And obviously this is particularly relevant now given the news this week highlighting the importance of safe HRT use.
Yes, I mean it's been really shocking for us both to hear that very high doses have been prescribed, potentially putting women at risk. What steps do we take to ensure HRT is prescribed safely at the Menopause Company?
So there's a number of steps that we take to ensure safety. At the Menopause Company, safety is always our top priority. So before a consultation, every woman will be invited to complete a detailed questionnaire about their medical history, their current medications, family health history, and any other sort of concerns that she may have. So that's the first step. And then during the initial consultation, when we actually meet, we review all of that information really carefully just to ensure that we have a complete understanding of her health, which then enables us to assess whether HRT might be suitable. So it's really important to remember that HRT is just one part of menopause care, and we also do address sleep, exercise, nutrition and mental well-being. So all prescriptions from the Menopause Company follow the guidelines set by the British Menopause Society. And after starting HRT, women will have follow-up roughly sort of 2 to 3 months after, just to review how they're doing and to assess whether the treatment should continue. And additionally, we regularly audit our prescribing to ensure that we comply with national guidelines and that each patient receives the best possible care.
I think that's why we work so incredibly well together. We really do have the same ethos with this. What do you think patients should know about the risks of high-dose HRT?
So first of all, it's really important to highlight that HRT is generally very safe when prescribed correctly, but higher than recommended doses can increase certain risks. So for example, very high levels of estrogen can potentially cause the lining of the womb to grow too much, and this then may raise the risk of cancer of the lining of the womb, otherwise known as endometrial cancer. So actually it's more about the risks associated with prescribing outside of guidelines, and that's why safety really is key.
So what do we do?
So we start with a thorough assessment to weigh up the risks and benefits for each individual woman. And as we've previously said, we have those regular follow-ups, which are really essential. And we aim always to prescribe the lowest effective dose to manage the symptoms safely.
What are the national guidelines on HRT and how do we stick to them?
So the national guidelines, such as those from NICE,
and for those of you who don't know NICE, it stands for the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence. Some older GPs will probably still call it the National Institute for Clinical Excellence. And it sets the standards for best care for all patients based on evidence.
Yeah, and in addition, there is the British Menopause Society, which provides very clear recommendations on the safe use of HRT. And these guidelines do include the indications, the dosing and monitoring that is required. And at the Menopause Company, we strictly follow these guidelines, ensuring that our prescribing practices are aligned with these standards. So we regularly participate in continuing education and professional development to make sure we're staying up to date with the latest research and best practices in menopause care.
What makes our approach to menopause care different?
So we genuinely care, we really love what we do, and we are just so passionate about women's health and providing the best care possible. So we adopt a very holistic and highly personalised approach, and really this is the foundation for all the care that we provide.
You're so right. We are deeply passionate about what we do, and hopefully that comes across when our patients see us. We are doctors who a lot of people will say feel like friends, and that's because we genuinely care. How do we respond to patients who are concerned about their current HRT treatment? And also, why is it important to have regular reviews and follow-ups when you're receiving medication?
Okay, so a couple of questions here, but so the first one is just so important that women feel empowered to speak up if they do have any concerns, and to seek a second opinion or review their treatment plan with their current provider. So at the Menopause Company, we're really happy to offer consultations to review current medications or treatments, and to discuss any symptoms or side effects and provide that sort of comprehensive reassessment if needed. The goal is always to ensure that every woman feels confident in the care that they're receiving and that the most appropriate and safe treatment is being given. So then the regular reviews, these are essential because women's hormone profiles and health can change over time, so these things don't stay static. So checkups allow us to assess the effectiveness of any treatment being given, check for side effects, we can adjust the therapy as needed, and it gives us a chance to discuss any new sort of symptoms or concerns. And this ongoing relationship is really the cornerstone of providing safe and effective menopause care.
Thank you so much, Dr. Naomi. Today we covered some really, really important points surrounding women's safety in perimenopause and menopause. If there's one piece of advice or wisdom you'd like to leave our listeners with, what would it be, Dr. Naomi?
My goodness, there's so much. But I think my overall advice would be for every woman to remember that she is wonderfully unique, and that every woman's experience of menopause is different. So it's really important to look at the whole picture. So lifestyle, mental well-being, and medical needs. And always remember that safety comes first, and work with a specialist who will tailor your care and ensure that you're using the safest and most effective options for you.
I love that. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you today.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to talk about such an important topic.
And thank you to everyone who has taken the time to listen. Until next time.